TED Audio Collective.
Hi, you're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. You're about to hear from Adeola Fayoun, who is hilarious. She's a journalist and satirist who made her name by calling out corrupt African leaders. In her TED 2020 talk, she makes the continent come alive for us, challenges stereotypes about Africa and its 54 countries, and presses the case that talent from the continent should stay there to make it better.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
What's up, people? First of all, I cannot believe I'm on TED Talk. This is a big deal. Because right now, everybody in my village is watching this. And so, of course, my bride price just went up. My name is Adeola Fayoun. I'm from Nigeria. I live in the US. I'm a journalist or a comedian or a satirist. Anything you want me to be, really. I'm every woman. It's all in me. I host a YouTube show called Keeping It Real with Adeola. Now, this show is a gentle, respectful, and very blunt way of calling out corrupt African leaders. I basically keep it real with them, especially when they mess up, which is a lot of times. If any African official is watching me, by the way, I'm not talking about you, sir. I'm talking about your colleagues, yes. I do this because Africa has everything it needs to be great. You know, I grew up believing that Africa as a continent is a giant. We've got skills, intellectuals, natural resources more than any other continent. Africa supplies 31% of the world's gold, manganese, and uranium, 57% of the world's diamonds, and 13% of the world's oil. We have no reason to depend on aid or borrowing money from China or the World Bank. But without good leaders, we're like an eagle that has no idea it could fly, let alone soar. Africa is like a sleeping giant. Now, the truth is, I'm trying to wake up this giant. And that's why I air the dirty laundry of those in charge of the giant. Our politicians, our religious leaders, with huge respect, of course, because more than anything else, African leaders love to be respected. So I give it to them in doses. On my show, I kneel for them. Ha! I call them my uncles, my aunties, my fathers in the Lord. And then I insult them for insulting our intelligence. And it's because we are tired of their hypocrisy and false promises. For example, the Nigerian president vowed to end medical tourism by fixing our dilapidated hospitals and building us new ones. But what did he do? He spent 3 months receiving treatment in London in 2017. We were without a president for 3 months. We were presidentless for 3 months. So then it becomes my job to call out the president with respect, of course. I say, ha! Mr. President, it's your girl, Adeola. You know, I do well. How you doing? You have no shame. Oh, I forgot to add, sir. Sir, you have no shame. Eberolong, you have no fear of God. 35,000 Nigerian doctors are presently working in the US, the UK, and Canada doing amazing things because in Nigeria, they're not well paid, neither do they have the necessary equipment to do the job of being a doctor. And this is happening in many African countries. We have the capacity to fly, But sadly, a lot of African talent is flying straight out of Africa to other continents. For example, one Nigerian doctor operated on an unborn baby in Texas. Another Nigerian doctor discovered the neurological effects of concussions on athletes. And many countries have African athletes winning a gold medal for them. The interesting thing is, we're waiting for God to fix Africa. Like, for real, it's not even a joke. We're waiting for God. I mean, just look at the president of Burundi. He's jailing journalists and opposition members. But he declared National Day of Prayer so that people could pray for God to fix the country. And I'm like, shouldn't he be fixing the country? Oh, no. We want God to fix it. Do you see what I have to deal with? I'm telling you, thunder is getting ready to hit this politician someday. We are better than this. I want our leaders to start taking responsibility and stop putting everything on God. God has given us everything we need. Let's use it. But here's the thing. My favorite part of what I do is featuring Africans doing amazing work, ordinary people touching lives, like Kenyan woman Wangari Maathai, the first African woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for standing up for human rights and planting a million trees. Also, a Zimbabwean woman, Dr. Tererai Trent, who was married off at the age of 14 in exchange for a cow. Yet, this woman taught herself to read and write, and she ended up on Oprah's show. Ah, Father, I want to be on Oprah someday. Today, this woman has built schools for thousands of children in Zimbabwe. Also, popular British architect David Ajaye has designed spectacular buildings around the world. He's both Ghanaian and Tanzanian. So we know that it has to be the Ghanaian jollof rice, which he ate, that gave him the inspiration to design. Maybe it's the Nigerian jollof rice because Nigerian one is better. Anyway, but that is what gave him the inspiration to become the great man that he is today. And while I have your attention, I have one more thing to say. So please move closer. Okay, that's good. That's good. Don't get too close. That's good. I don't like the way some of you portray Africa. Mm-hmm. Not all of you, just some of you. You especially. First of all, it's not a country. It's a continent. I do not know Paul from Uganda. I don't know Rebecca from Zimbabwe. Nigeria is as far from Zimbabwe as New York is from France. And it's not a bunch of naked people in need of Western charity. You have it all wrong. Lions are not roaming our streets, okay? And I could go on, but you already know what I'm talking about. So while I try to do my job, trying to wake up the sleeping giant, Africa, so she could take her rightful place on the world's arena, you can do your bit too. Please listen more. Listen to your African friends without a preconceived notion of what you think that they're going to say. Read African books. Oh my God, watch African movies. Or at the very least, learn some of the names of our 54 beautiful countries. That's right, 54, baby, 54. All right, y'all, it's been real and I'm keeping it right up in here. Until next time, I'ma see y'all later. Peace out.